Did you go see any movies this weekend? I know you're pretty busy, so.
Nope.
The Grudge 2 was number one. $22 million. Wasn't the first movie just horrible? I heard awful things.
I don't know.
You didn't see it?
No.
No? Okay. It made $22 million, and that new Robin Williams movie, the one about him running for president, Man of the Year, only got like $12.6 million. Focus on RV, Robin. Don't you think?
That probably made more money its first week.
What did?
RV.
Oh, yeah, probably. The Departed, that Martin Scorsese movie, still at number two. They always just give up on movies, it seems like, in the fall. Man, we're not going to put anything decent out anymore. We're done.
There's too much stuff on TV to watch.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Really? You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, that's an interesting theory.
I figured it out.
You think they could scrounge together something decent, but, you know. What are you going to do? Stukes in the morning.
Hello, boys.
Hey, what's going on?
I've got a terrific movie idea.
Oh, really? Maybe get Hollywood out of its rut?
Yes.
Well, what's your idea?
Okay, here you go. Picture this. A movie about gnomes.
Gnomes?
A movie about gnomes? What about them?
What do you mean?
Like, what about gnomes? Are we talking, like, is it going to be some CGI-type movie where they have all the computer-animated things? Or is it going to be a cartoon? Or what's it going to be?
Oh, you can just use regular garden gnomes, I think.
Really?
Using regular garden gnomes? How would that work?
You could just make their faces different in different shots, and you can tell how they were feeling based on their face and their position in the garden.
So they wouldn't be talking or anything like that?
You might have voices, voiceovers, something like that.
But otherwise, they'd just be sitting there, their lips wouldn't move or anything like that?
Do you really need to see gnomes move around?
Well, I think if you're watching a movie, want some kind of action sequence of some sort.
Well, true believers in gnomes don't need to see something like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, gnomes are noble, and when you're not looking, they do the darndest things.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Like?
Well, for instance, my gnome, Dimitri, last night, he stole some cookies.
Out of, like, your pantry or something?
Out of the cookie jar, of course.
Oh, yeah. Silly me. I don't know, man. I think, I don't know, Chris, don't you think that'd be kind of lame?
That sounds horrible.
What?
It just, I don't think it'd be kind of boring for people to watch. I really don't know if, you know, people would go spend $7 to watch an hour and a half of gnomes just sitting there.
Well, I think it's a great idea.
Why?
I just can't think of anything.
I just like gnomes.